the challenge of the Yukon. On King! On you, Husky! King, the swiftest, strongest of Eskimo lead dogs, blazes the trail through storm and snow for Sergeant Preston as he meets the challenge of the Yukon. Sergeant Preston was typical of the small band of Northwest Mounted Police who preserved law and order in the Yukon during the gold rush of 98. That was the year that brought over 50,000 men swarming into the Klondike region, and the greed for gold led to frequent violence and bloodshed. But in spite of the odds against them, the force preserved a splendid record in maintaining the right. The challenge of the North was answered, and justice ruled triumphant. Trappers and prospectors, the cafe owner, gamblers, the lucky ones, storekeepers and fur traders. These were the men who crowded the bank at Black Hawk. Two clerks, Dan Snyder and Sam Collins, were taking in dust as Jed Harrow opened his office door.
Dan, will you come in here a minute, please?
Did you hear that? You take care of things, Sam?
Sure. I'll just get them all in one line. Go on in.
Thanks. Maybe it won't keep me long. Yes, Mr. Harrow?
Come on in. Close the door. Sit down.
Yeah.
Dan, we got bad news. I just got a letter from Iverson.
Iverson?
Yes. He's coming in to check the books.
That is bad.
We've got to do something to cover what's gone, Dan. Do it fast. You got any idea what it comes to?
About $15,000.
It's a lot of money.
It sure didn't last long with our luck at cards. I thought we'd be able to double it that in no time.
Yeah, we doubled all right, but the wrong way. I was talking to two fellas who'll be here this afternoon.
Yeah? What do they do?
Up to now, they've got pretty good records for robbing banks.
Robbing banks?
That's the only way to cover what we're short.
They'll be here this afternoon, eh?
That's right. I wanted you to know. When Iverson gets here, you can play dumb, see?
Yeah, sure. He certainly wouldn't like knowing his regional manager dipped his fingers into the bank's...
You're in this just as much as I am. So shut up and listen to me. I want you out in front with Sam. He won't suspect anything.
Late that afternoon, with the threat of snow hanging heavy in the sky, the bank was deserted except for Jed Harrow, seated at his desk behind a closed office door, and the clerks, Sam and Dan.
Better get that dust in the safe, Sam.
Yeah, I guess so. Sure looks mighty pretty. The stakes are too high for me.
Just one more question, Sam.
If I can answer it.
How many shots were fired when those men broke into Harrow's office?
One.
Are you sure of that?
I'd swear to it.
And that bullet was in the floor.
What'd you say?
Just thinking out loud. Who fixed Harrow's arm?
Dan did, I guess. And they sent me out to fetch help. Why?
It's only a hunch, but it's worth a try. Where's Jed now?
Down at the bank.
In his office?
Yeah.
Well, in that case, King and I will retrace our steps. Thanks, Sam.
Thanks? What for? I ain't done anything for him.
What do you suppose he...
We'll go calling on Jed, King. But I have a feeling we won't be very welcome visitors.
A single light burned in the bank in Jed Harrow's office, outlining the figures of three men, all of them gathered around the banker's desk.
So that takes care of everything. You've got your cuts. No need for us to ever see each other again.
Still the banker, eh, boss?
Without the banker, you boys never could have pulled this job. Well, that's all.
Hey, I think I saw Preston looking through the window.
Preston?
Guess we better get out of here.
No, he's already seen you. If he comes in, remember, you've come to see me about a loan to work your mines.
Well, this is a surprise, Sergeant.
Yes, I imagine it is, Jed. I saw your light and thought I'd stop. Oh, but if you're busy...
Busy? Oh, no, no, no. These men were just leaving. Sorry I couldn't let you have the loan for that mine, boys.
We'll stop by in a week or two.
Can't work it without the cash.
You're Pete LeBeau, aren't you?
Yeah.
I didn't know you'd gone in for mining.
I ain't it. I mean, not that anyone knows. We're keeping the claim a secret.
Yes, well, now, maybe if you...
Jed, how's that arm of yours? Give you much trouble?
No. Oh, I was lucky. Just a scratch. Dan here got the bullet out before any damage was done.
So you fill in as a sawbones as well as a bank clerk, huh, Dan?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's mighty handy being able to do two or three things. Our king here can smell a bullet wound a mile away. Can't you, boy?
What's he barking for?
Probably just because he wants to look at your arm. Don't you, King?
Dogs make me nervous, Preston. Just keep him away from me.
Oh, King won't hurt you, Jed. He's just friendly.
Well, he doesn't look friendly. If he comes any closer...
He's got his teeth bared.
Look out, Jed.
Tell him to stop. I'll stop him. I'll brain him with this chair.
Your arm, Jed. I thought you couldn't use it. Down, King.
Why didn't you say that before? Why, you'd let... What's your game, Sergeant?
Just this. When I saw a bullet in the floor there, I wondered why you faked that wound.
Oh. You hear that, boys? Sergeant here saw something we missed.
Something you missed.
Too bad for you, Monty. That dog of yours as good as signed your death warrant.
You better put that gun away, Dan.
Not before I use it.
You daft. You can't kill a Mountie.
Who says I can't? What do you think, boss?
I think he knows too much.
So that's the way it is, huh? These are the men who robbed the bank, and you led them into it.
Yeah, much good it'll do you to know.
You won't get away with this.
That's where you're wrong. I've gotten away with it this far. You're not stopping me now. You won't take a chance shooting him here, Dan. Out by the lake will be better. Then we...
You're not going out to the lake or anywhere else, Harrow. Get that gun, King.
Watch that dog!
Look out, Jed!
All right, King. Down, fella. I'll reach all of you. Higher.
This is all a mistake. I can explain.
The only mistake you made, Jed, was when you had that arm tied up. Right now, the only place you're going is jail. Yes, King. Case is closed.
Challenge of the Yukon, a copyrighted feature of the Challenge of the Yukon Incorporated, brought to you every Saturday at this time, originated in the transcription studios of WXYZ Detroit. The characters and events in tonight's drama were fictitious. Bill Morgan speaking. This is the Michigan Radio Network.